The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM. And there are some nights when you feel on top of the world. You feel like you are the mecca of all that is human. You feel like you can accomplish anything. No goal is beyond your premise. No thing is beyond your vacation. Tonight is not one of those nights.
Warning, warning, this show is complete bollocks and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-884-831.
You have been warned.
Your week's been now. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders' brand new show.
It's got Z-list guests, crazy competitions, Mystic Monk, and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank Rod, it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank Rod, it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank Rod, it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Hello, you're listening to Rodders FM. I'm Jonty.
I'm Monkety Tankety.
Yeah, I, orange bear, yeah, bear. Yeah, get away, you big orange fool. Anyway, that's who we are.
How sick you make me. This is the Rodders FM. We are live across the internet on a thing known as Rodders. Oh, I'm talking incredibly fast. Tonight on the show, we've got me having minor surgery. We have me going to New York. I'm going to talk at a normal speed now. This is the one, the only. Thank Rod it's Friday, and thank Rod it's Friday. Come on, without me there would be no Friday. I am Friday personified. I am that Friday feeling in a bottle. If you feel like rubbish, which I do tonight. It's been a terrible week because I've had so much revision to do. It hasn't even been lightly funny. Although, good thing happened this week. I had some minor surgery. I had a lump removed from my side. That was fun. I will tell you. Oh, yeah, yeah, this is what you got to look forward to. Me describing me having minor surgery from a crazy Aryan doctor. Hello to Anastasia, if you're listening. I doubt you are. I doubt anyone's listening. I bet they've all just sort of humoured me by typing their name into the chat room, then walking off. Hugo has one of those drinking ducks things, bashing the keyboard randomly just to make it look like he's actually enjoying the show. And my Skype is now open. The phone lines should be open. They're meant to automatically open because I'm too lazy to open them myself. I mean, give me a break. I've got to start all the, you know, setting up for the show is a marathon. I've got to start the file encoders, start the live stream, start the video stream, go for a paddle in the stream, and the number one Rodhead, I reckon, is woo in the chat room. He's listened to nearly every show, and I would give him a round of applause, but I'm too lethargic. We might play Guess the Object. We might do a quizzical quiz. We might just do none of the above, to be honest. Now, I'm going to New York soon, and big shout-out to all my fans in New York, including Paulo. If you want to instant message me and don't know me personally, you can add me on AIM. My name on it is Rodders FM.
Thank Rod, it's Friday. Brought to you by Rodders FM. Get the podcast at rodders.com, RHODDERS.
I need the audience's help tonight. I mean, you know, I must be desperate in asking you load of idiots for help. I'm doing stand-up comedy soon at my school, and I want a suggestion for some walkout music. I did think of Last of the Famous of, no, I don't have it here, Last of the Famous by Morrissey, or another one I've decided to have is this new song by Weezer called Pork and Beans, and we're going to play it now, and I'd like your suggestions to what I should come onto stage to. Now here is Weezer with the latest song off the Red album. It comes out on the 3rd of June. Here's Pork and Beans. Fantastic video if you want to look at it on YouTube.
I need some rope in to put in my hair. Work it out at the gym to fit my underwear. Oakley makes the shades a transformer tool. You'd hate for the kids to think that you lost your cool. I'm a
I wanna do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you.
And at this point, I'll walk out of the stage all proud, and then they'll heckle me and I'll go off crying.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Now's the part of the show where Rodders will go on a rant about what really makes him sick.
You make me f***ing sick to my stomach.
So I'm going to say what makes me sick. I think lunatics in the health service, that's what is making me sick today. In fact, yesterday I went to the doctors, right, had to have a bit of the old minor surgery. It was very minor. It was only getting a small lump removed. But still, it was a bit scary due to the fact that the doctor was a crazy, crazy Aryan. I mean, you know, I don't mind the Germans, they're nice and everything, and he was just really scary. And he had sort of blue eyes, blonde hair, and he made an effort to be friendly for the first 2 minutes, and then all that went in. And I was feeling quite scared, because I don't go to the doctors, even for checkups usually. I've never had surgery before, so I went into this little, I don't know what you call it, treatment room, or room of doom, as I'd like to call it. And he said, he's typing away and said, I'll be with you in a minute. So me being, you know, an absolute prick, I go, oh, what are you doing, checking your MySpace? And he goes, very funny. Has, he didn't have a German accent, but I'm going to give him one. He goes, very funny. Does your lump, which I will cut off soon, have you been showing that to people on MySpace? I was like, and I just played along on, yeah, of course it has. It's got its own profile and millions of friends, and they're all sad to hear that it's being destroyed. And then he goes, he looks at it, and, he goes, oh, it is so tempting just to cut that straight off. And I'm like, you can see the mad gleam in his eye, and I said, look, you're not meant to enjoy this, and he sort of grinned. And also, the nurse, I was really upset, because the nurse was absolutely minging, right? What happened? She was like a dumpling with scraggy hair and a nurse's costume that she'd hired from a fancy dress shop. I mean, she didn't even do anything. I mean, she just stood there. She passed a syringe over, which was the anaesthetic. And, like, she wasn't even very helpful. Like, she just stood there, and as the doctor was carving into me, she winced. I thought, oh, dear, this isn't good. He would have taken my leg off or something. And, like, once he'd actually, I'm not going to go into gross detail, but once they'd taken the lump out, right, he just ran away with it and put it in a jar, and I imagine him sitting at home now. He was all eager. He was like a squirrel running around with a nut. And hopefully he didn't cut that off. I bet at home he's got, on his mantelpiece, he has got absolutely loads of little jars with various warts and God knows what else he's cut off. Absolutely weird. And tonight's topic, ring in, Skype me please, if you've ever had minor surgery.
When compared to most other low-budget radio stations, Rodders FM seems amateur, crummy and boring to the point of wanting to stick your head in the sand like an ostrich.
But when compared to a dirty evening in with Bruce Forsyth, it seems absolutely brilliant.
It's nice to see you naked!
You look more like a boxer than I do.
I want to bring to your attention, I nearly got somebody quite famous to come on the show. In fact, he will come on the show. He has promised me. The guy, I don't know if you ever listened to Virgin Radio. His name is Ian Lee. He's a comedian and radio personality. And I was really cheeky. I rang into his show on Sunday night. and asked him to come on the show, and here is the audio from it. And also, I talked to him about Britain's Got Talent, so let's have a listen to me on the Ian Lee Show. Midnight by the time I got on the show. I phoned at about 11:30 and didn't get on till about midnight, so I was getting tireder and tireder, so I forgot his name, and his name is Ian Lee, and my stupid brain box amalgamated the name, and I ended up calling him Leon, and I couldn't stop doing it. So here is me on the Ian Lee Sunday Night Show, live across the entire nation on Virgin Radio.
What the dick you think you're doing? We got to know, we've got to go.
I don't know the verses bit, but I do.
Black fool.
Go on, yeah.
Fell in love with you.
Here we go.
It's a great show.
Turn my whole world upside down.
Obviously, I made it better.
Layla.
It's all full of crazy stuff like this show. And in a minute, he picks up the phone to me.
It's in the wrong key. It's not the same key that Clapton would does. That is annoying, actually, because that's in a different key. And that I can sue the Royal Philharmonic for muffing that. So, we talked about whatever I just mentioned there and those other things. Oh, this'll do. Let's take some phone calls. Line one, it's Rodders.
Oh, that's me. Hello.
Hello, Rodders.
Oh, hey, Leon. Ian, rather.
Leon? Did you call me Leon?
Yeah, Leon. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a bit confused tonight, to be honest.
I'm very confused.
Though. I've been on hold for half an hour, so I've been getting tired and tireder, but I thought I'd bring in about two things.
Okay.
One thing, you know, Britain's Got Talent. You were talking about it a bit earlier.
The dirty magician's assistant who showed her fat bum off.
Yeah, I don't watch it that regularly, and I'm really glad I missed that one.
People in the chat room wondering about my phone bill. It was fine, because they rang me back, so they paid for the call. Otherwise, I would have been really annoyed, because I'm a complete cheapskate.
I haven't seen it before, but... Well, I've seen a glimpse of it, but yes.
It should be called Britain's Not Got Talent, because you only watch it for the rubbish people. Like, there was an escapologist who got stuck in a bag and couldn't get out of it. And then there was a hideous fat woman who sort of blobbed around the stage a bit and upset Simon Cowell, but yeah. She got through. It's just ridiculous, and you don't ever watch it for the decent talent, because...
No, you watch...
And we know all about that fat woman, because I dedicated an entire show to moaning about it, and I offended some people. Now, listen to me talking about the fat cow woman thing, and Ian Lee's response to me, and why people watch Britain's Got Talent is just right.
It's just ridiculous, and you don't ever watch it for the decent talent, because...
No, you watch it for the mentally ill people who are embarrassing themselves, hoping that they'll urinate on stage or kill someone.
Sadly, yes.
No,
it's true!
You know, and I hate it. Now we've got a special one here. I'm trying to do Ant and Dec there, but I sound like one of the archers. Let me try again. Hang on. Let me do a Geordie accent. Hang on. Oh, Newcastle. Oh, okay. Wait.
Why, aye, man.
Wait, aye, that's it. Wait, that's the way. That's the door in. Every accent has a door, has a key, and that's the key.
Wait, they were born in Biker Grove, you know.
I know, one of them was blind. Why, aye, man. This lad here, he's only 7, and he's got a wee little good singer, and his mum's dying. So, this is his last chance to make his mum's dying wish come true of him singing on telly in front of Simon Cowell. How's he going to do? And then they go out, and they sing, all right, and the tart woman, what's her name, Holden, says, oh, he's lovely. And you can see Simon Cowell thinking, his mum's dying, he's 7. This is going to make me millions. And that's it.
And Simon then sits there and sort of goes, right, that was absolutely... And then he pretends to fume with rage and goes, that was wonderful.
He
and he breaks down crying and kisses the kid.
Does, yeah. That was quite simply...
most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And he just breaks down.
That's very good. That's exactly what he does. You've spotted it. Well, thank you for that, Rodders.
Oh, no, I've got one more.
Oh, you did have one more.
And this was pretty cheeky of me, considering later on in this little show, I get his name wrong again. I kept calling him Leon.
You can have it.
I've actually got my own little podcast, and I was wondering, would I be able to record an interview with you at some point?
You cheeky sod. Where?
Oh, you cheeky sod.
What? When? What is it? What is your podcast?
It's on my website, rodders.com, rhodders.com.
Okay, well done. Is that a problem?
I go out live Friday night.
Yeah. I'm busy on Friday nights making love.
Ooh, no, that'd be nice.
What time? Hang on, how does it go out live on Friday nights?
Well, there's this sort of website like YouTube, only you can broadcast live on it, and so it goes out there on webcam and stuff.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Could you send me an email?
Definitely.
What would have been great if I'd been in one of my bad moods, and he goes, is there really? I've got a, no, I'm lying, and then I should have put the phone down if I had any class. But no, I actually do want this guy to come on the old wireless with me and have a chat, because, and actually... Tune into Virgin Radio online or on digital and on 105.2 FM from 10 o'clock, and he is, you know, probably the funniest presenter ever, and he's now gone up to, since Tim Shaw has been sacked, he is now my favourite presenter in the world.
Of course, I'd love to do it, definitely. What, on the phone or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to do it, yeah, definitely. Send me an email.
Record it during the week, because I'm off this half term.
I'm not actually making love on Friday night, that's a lie.
Nope, you're sitting in a basement playing Xbox games.
But, yeah, but hey, listen, send me an email with what the website is and when you want to do it, and we'll sort something out.
Well, thanks for that, Ian.
Just right, stop calling me Leon, that's the other thing.
I did it again.
Yeah, sorry, Leon.
There we go, he's done it again. He's called me Leon, a cheeky little... hang on a minute, I mean, I don't have to come here and do it. I could do my own radio show from my home. I think I could survive without the £55.
I think that was quite fun, and now he goes, I think I can survive without the £55 a week the Virgin gives me. And, I'm going to take a few messages from the Toot Room. Message for Anastasia. Rodri, you smell like dog's body. You smell like dog's body. Fun for the rapper, you leper, you nun way. What? He's going completely mad. Honestly, I'm you know, in fear of your mental health. You were really sane. Like, you asked me how to tune into my show, and I said, oh, yeah, it won't be a very big show tonight because my guest has done a runner. And I'm in a really stupid mood, and you were all reassuring. Oh, no, don't worry, it'll be fine. And you've inspired me to do this absolute waste of time of a show. So, pick up the phone, 0844. I'm rapping. See, as soon as this is background music in the background, which is where background music belongs, funnily enough. Oh, God, what a night. I start rapping.
Cheese and onion crisps are made from a combination of cheese and onion and crisp.
Words. I'm going to America soon, so I'll have some stupid stories to tell you. In fact, I'm flying out on Tuesday. Look at me and my mug of tea. I'm probably like the archetypal British snob sitting here in my little room with my post-it notes and my computers and my tea. I want you to tell me... Message from Woogie. What a stupid name. He says, Rodders, you're a smarmy, scrabby little Welsh person. I think that is the highest compliment. Tonight, I want to know your favourite bits from the past Rodders FM shows, so I'll play them at the end of it.
Call Rodders now, 0844-88-44-831. I shall say that only once. Oh, right then, twice. 0844-88-44-831. It may be the best thing you've ever done.
All right.
I'm here with four trainee teachers.
Oh, God, no. It's one of these stupid podcasts.
How close did the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962...
Oh, shut up, please.
...come to being the end of the world?
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
This is Rodders FM. We're live across the internet on rodders.com. And I've just got an instant message from somebody called Gizmo. Or... we're spelt with two G's. I wish people would put their real names in these things, but he sent me a message on AIM Messenger approximately 2 minutes ago, and he says, hi, my favourite show was when you interviewed the guy who was a beer brewing expert. Oh my God, that was absolutely ages ago. I think I will definitely have to dig out that clip. Now, you know what's really good about this show? Is we have so many award-winning celebrities, and this is one of them. Hi, I'm Rodders, and you're listening to Rodders FM. Yeah, let's play a real celebrity drop.
Hello, this is Jackie Stewart, and you're listening to Rodders FM.
Oh, what a pro. He is by far the best guest I've ever had. Now, I'm going to have to find that clip of when I interviewed the brewmaster of Cellar Artois, and he just wanted to talk from A to B about what brewing beer was like and how you actually brew beer. Like, I didn't want a science lesson, and I was becoming desperate, so I just went completely and utterly mad on him. Yeah, questioning for the chat room, why was I holding my phone? Yeah, this is a phone, for those of you who don't know. Why were you holding it so far away from your face? One, it's none of your business, and two, it's because it was on loudspeaker. Oh, I have 46 missed calls. Probably all from Hugo. Oh, dearie me. We had quite a funny conversation when Hugo rang up. He said, oh, I hope the operation was okay. And I go, what operation? I've forgotten. I think I've actually had an accidental frontal lobotomy, which is when they take out the front lobe of your brain. It's horrible. You know, they used to actually do it to criminals. So, I think we're going to go for a bit of... music now. Here is Marwood. Monday over Friday. MySpace.com/Marwood. The clip from when I interviewed the brewmaster of Stella Artois is coming up next.
Sometimes life is a struggle to stay sober. Like a vibe we're getting older, but you just can't win. Sometimes life is a stranger in the mirror. Love her so much that you fear her, and you just can't win. But tonight it's like I woke up from a dream, and nothing's quite as broken as it seems. Well, I'll take Monday over Friday, I'll take you. To remember why she leave and why it lets her, and you just can't win. Tonight it's like I woke up from a dream, and everything's as broken as it seems. Well, I'll take Monday over Friday, I'll take your will over my way. Won't stay out late. Sweetness of redemption, loss of apprehension. Take it as it comes. So next to feel the warmth of your surrender, you touch so much more than tender. But I left you so far away.
Hello, listeners everywhere. This is the World Service, and you're listening to Thank Rod It's Friday from the BBC. Sorry? It's not from the BBC. Not from the BBC, but how can that be? I don't really see a fine show like that. Are you taking the pee? Well, I'm reliably informed that it's from that lesser-known broadcasting outfit, Rodders FM. Good show, chaps. Keep it up. The quality, yes. Oh, dear. Are we off now?
Yes, we are off now.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Oh, shut
I'll
up.
Be there. You know?
God, I'm fed up with that advert. Cup popping back like some sort of popping thing that pops in it. This is Rodders FM. Now, Gizmo requested that I play a clip from some old Rodders FM. Leanna, you'll like this because it's before you were even born, probably. It's a really old episode. This is me interviewing the former brewmaster of Stella Artois. And it got nuts. Now, I start off by going, "You need no introduction," but give him one anyway.
Introduction, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. His name is Paul. In the world of brewing, he is quite tall. He has brewed for many people, including Cobra, Stella Artois. He is Mr. Paul Buttrick. Hello there, Paul. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
You are live on Rodders FM. Please do not swear or say the word wheels repetitively.
No, all right. No, I can't do that. Right, carry on.
Right. Tell me, what exactly is your job?
No, it's my voice has changed so much since then. Back then, I was like up an octave. I was like, oh, it's Rodders FM. I'm really excited and prepubescent. Look that up in a dictionary.
I used to be called a Stella Artois Brewmaster, right? Which meant I used to brew lots and lots and lots of Stella, but I don't do that anymore. Yeah, I've moved on to more sophisticated things now.
Bigger and greater things.
Yeah, so I don't do the Stella, but I still have a fridge full. But I now do a little bit of work with another great Indian beer called Cobra.
I've drunk Cobra before. Unfortunately, I drank it through my nostril, and instead of going to my stomach, it went to my lungs. It wasn't very nice. It's put me off Cobra for life, I'm afraid. Now, you think of India, you think of taxi drivers, then you think of curries, then you think of what you had for breakfast last night.
So I'm just gabbling complete nonsense, because I could see, much as I can now, the listening figures just dropping, so I start going mad.
Does Indian beer go well with curry?
Indian beer goes very well with curry. It's good. It sort of softens it, doesn't it? It sort of makes it. When you get a fiery curry and you get a nice cool lager, it sort of just mellows it, doesn't it? It's nice.
The question we are all asking, apart from, no, I'm not going to ask you what the meaning of life is, because that would just be silly. How do you make beer? If I want to go down to my garage after the show tonight, I can't go down to the supermarket because it's too dark and scary, and I want to make some beer. How would I do that?
Right. Well, you get a dustbin, right, and then you'd go out in the garden and you'd get some barley malt, right, you'd get some malt, and what you do...
Shout out to our new listeners, what I'm doing, a diehard Rodders FM fan, or Rodhead as I call him, has typed in and requested that I play an old interview. This is the brewmaster of Stella Artois, who I interviewed. He's a beer company over in England, very, very big international company. I'll fast forward the interview to when I get my accomplice, Mystic Mug the Fortune Teller, onto him. Then we'll take some phone calls, then I'll watch television, then I'll go to bed.
Organism.
Yeast is a microorganism. I was like, what was that? Did you say orgasm?
And then what it does, it works on this sugar. You boil up the hops with this malty sugar sort of syrup and solution.
Oh yeah.
Right.
The listeners didn't like this.
That's the first stage of making the beer. And then what you do, you cool it down, and then they add the yeast. And the yeast is sort of like this little organism, right? You've got to be careful the way you say that.
Yeah, you definitely have.
I have a fortune teller in the studio called Mystic Mug, and this is what happened. She's completely mad.
Hang there and be very quiet.
She's been to the brink of insanity and back to tell you your future.
It's the magical, mystical...
Paul, you can talk now if you like.
What am I going to say? Hello, Mystic Mike.
Well, Mystic Mug.
Mystic Mike?
No, it's Mystic Mug. She is our resident fortune teller. And,
is she?
Unfortunately, she's cowering under the table at the moment. I've got to go get my corkscrew and prize her out of the bottle she lives in. So, I'm sorry to do this to you, but can you just entertain the listeners for 5 minutes?
He was really scared because I just left him on dead air.
What are we going to do? Would you like a song?
Yeah, sing him a song. I'll be right back.
No, give me a song. Right. I've never been left on air before on my own. Shall I sing a song? Right. You can't sing songs like this. Do you know, I'm in Manchester at the moment. It's absolutely pelting down with rain. It's absolutely incredible.
Hello, I'm the amazing Mystic Mug. What is your star sign?
Why don't we?
And the funny thing was, he thought it was called Mystic Mike.
No.
Well, Paul, when were you born?
Yes?
When were you born, Paul? This poor old
Sorry?
Mystic... When were you
when
born?
Was I born? I was born on the 13th of March, 1952.
The poor guy's so out of his depth.
Right, well...
I bet your chart doesn't go back that far.
Mystic Mug is looking...
But to be honest, it was really, really nice of him to come on, because this was one of the first interviews I've ever done. He is a really nice guy. And, we'd quite like to see him again, to be honest. I haven't seen him for years.
Looking at a calculator.
A Pisces!
Mug, that's...
I am a Pisces!
That doesn't make him a Pisces.
Quiet, I'm a fortune teller. Now, how long is your index finger?
What?
Your
index finger?
Yes.
How long is it?
How long is it?
Yes.
It's about 2.5 inches.
2.5 inches? Oh no, oh no, I see great tragedy. I see a long, tall man walking down a long, tall road. He steps into the middle of the road and crosses it. But wait, 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 there's more. What's your favourite colour?
Green.
Green? Oh no, that is the colour of envy. I think you are going to try and make the biggest, bestest Boddington's brew ever. What you'll... And you'll do it by mixing Stella and Foster's, making Omega Lager. It'll grow so big, so big, and it'll dissolve all its alcohol and turn into Ribena.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
No, that's disastrous.
And you are doomed.
No. It's like a nightmare.
I'm going to pop off now.
You're popping off. I'm going to the pub.
Hello? It's Rodder's back. Let me just stop this stupid music. We've got Hugo on the line. Yeah, what we're doing, we're talking minor surgery, and Hugo has had some surgery on his eyes.
Well, I haven't exactly had surgery on my eyes. They were going to do surgery on my eyes, but then they realised it would be too much, so I went for glasses instead.
So really, you're a liar, and...
It's called a half lie, Rodri. You sort of asked me to talk about surgery, and I couldn't just say no, because that'd be boring. I could just waffle on about you being a mongoose for about an hour.
You could, actually, because I've been right mongoose on this show.
Yeah, you scabby little Welsh person.
Oi, watch it. I would hang up on you, but if I press the wrong button, I swear my laptop will blow up or something. I've got rows of buttons and switches here, and I don't know what any of them do. The doctor. When you go to see the doctor, I doubt you go much because you're quite a healthy person, but what's your doctor like? Is he mental?
He's a very nice guy, yeah. He's called Dr. Harris. He's in Bloxham. He's a very nice person.
Good, so it's only me that gets the mental doctors.
Mental German people, yeah.
He was really, really quite scary.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, and I lost the front lobe of my brain during the operation. But and also, you've given me permission to talk about your uncle, who has quite a good job in the BBC, I understand.
Yeah, he does.
Your uncle is Jonathan Ross.
No, I'm kidding, he's not Jonathan Ross. He used to work for him. He used to do Jonathan Ross's accounts, and so he used to go on tour with him everywhere. Then he used to work a bit of backstage.
That seems a bit weird, because why would Jonathan Ross need an accountant wherever he goes? I suppose he is absolutely mental.
He wasn't an accountant, but he sorted out, money and what money organising, really. Sorted out what he'd pay on the tours and everything on the shows. Then he went off and worked for Top Gear for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he was on set when they blew up a... caravan, I think.
You know what, I think what he has to do with Jonathan Ross goes shopping, and he goes, what's your uncle's name?
Peter.
He goes, Peter, I've got a speech impediment, I'm born from Woth, what's the smallest bit of currency? If this is £100 note, and your uncle would just go, look, no, Mr. Ross, it's actually a one penny. You mean people actually buy stuff with something less than $100? My accent's gone all weird, but you get the impression, I'm satirising.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
He's so rich.
He says he's a nice enough person.
I bet you, if your uncle just fiddled the accounts and nicked, like, I don't know, £2 million, that would be like 3 pence for Jonathan Ross. He wouldn't notice.
That probably would be, Sting, the singer Sting, he lost about £1 million or something and he didn't notice.
Anyway, what your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to cajole your uncle into maybe giving me an interview.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'll talk to him and see if you can give him an interview. And I'll see if my aunt can, because my aunt used to work for the BBC for that. And she worked for a lot of all the television. She worked on that really bad show, Dog Borstal.
Oh, God, yeah.
She worked backstage now, and she was in a shot once, driving a tractor. She's quite funny.
Oh, that's quite cool, actually. But, are you up for...
I'll see if I, Bob Ben, can be interviewed by you.
Yeah, and as a reward, if you get get this a success, because I know you want to be interviewed on the show, but I can do one better. You can have your own, like, 2-minute reviews feature called Hugo's Reviews.
Oh, yeah, what do I review?
First you're going to review your carpet. No, I'm going to give you the films. Films, what you see, because you watch an awful lot of films.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, Hugo, are we going to play Guess the Object very quickly?
Okay, fine.
Let's have a quick go.
And now live from Hospital Radio Reading,
is it a small miniature plastic trumpet?
No.
Is it a pencil?
No.
Is it a stapler?
No.
Is it a Hospital Radio Reading mug?
No.
It's Guess the Object.
Guess the Object. Guess the Object.
The part of the show where you guess the object.
Is it a spoon?
All right, Hugo, guess the object time. It is in this room, and it is... Yeah, I've got it near me.
Okay, is there a microphone?
No, very, very good guess, though.
Laptop?
No, that was last week's one.
Is it the dead body in your cupboard?
No, that's quite a good guess, though.
Is it your dressing gown?
You can twang it at people, and I've got it on... You can't actually see it on the rod cam, it's very small, and it twangs and postmen drop them.
Is it a coin?
No, postmen always drop them because they tie letters together with them.
Hang on, Natalie Howard's just given a hint. Is it an elastic band?
Correct, well done.
Hey, thank you, Natalie.
Who is the best radio presenter in the world and most skilled at operating a telephone?
Chris Roderick.
Duh, too late, I've disconnected him. I'm not having that. Now, from everyone here at Rods FM, which is just me tonight, thank you so much for listening. Good night, and keep checking the... I'm going to New York soon, so keep checking the website. Go to rodders.com, rhodders.com, and download the latest podcast, because I've been upset. It's had less than 100 downloads already, and I'm very annoyed about that. So, without further ado, it's the end of the show. Good night.